today. Okay, Boomer. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. What's my latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian and New Zealand flavour? And I'm joined again by Joe Wilkes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Martin. How you doing?
Pretty good. So what's all this about boomers?
I don't know. I don't know, mate, but you're one, aren't you?
I am. We're right in the middle of it.
Fucking hell. I tell you, it's really interesting over here. I don't know whether it's because I've made the comments in the past how, you know, the monetary setting seemed to be set for one generation who hold a, you know, big voting block and everything else. And I've been a little bit vocal about it over the last year or so. I think we did our baby boomers time bomb talking about how much bloody debt they've got and some of them are going to write in the shit when the shit comes to the end of it. But there seems to be a bit of a narrative in the press at the moment over here, which is sort of very sort of intergenerational. I don't think we're at war yet, but there seems to be quite a lot of commentary about how the boomers had it so easy that, you know, you could go to work on one income and pay your bills, pay your mortgage. You didn't have to borrow a lot to buy a house, and there was an enormous amount of building that was done in the 70s to support everybody. And it's funny because it's actually taking on a slightly different tone. And I tend to piss about a bit, but I don't take it too seriously. But you know, you have got that big bulge in population that we've got from 2020, the 55 birth year retires, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger for the next 6 or 7 years. Now we've done a little bit of preparing for this with the immigration policy of the last 6, 7, 8 years, which has been, despite promises made by government, it's been somewhat relaxed, a bit like Theresa May's look at the immigration policy in the UK during the 2010 period and onwards. But the narrative's actually spilling out into quite a few areas now, and you've even got some fairly well respected economists, a guy called Shamabil Ekab, who's not actually related to a bank. So some of what he says, I can, you know, look at it and say, okay, you are critically thinking now about some of the issues that we've got coming ahead. And I look at the challenge of we need to create debt faster to keep everything up. But we've now got a big population who go into hit retirement with a cash rate at 1%, you can still get term deposit rates at 2.65, 2.75, but they are few and far between. It's starting to become something that I don't know whether it's because, you know, I mentioned in the last post we talked about, you know, the Bath and Thompson Auckland sale, 16,000 listings over 12 months, 7,000 houses that didn't sell, and 9,000 that did. Whether we're now seeing that people are actually, I've tried to go and market my house, I've tried to go and sell, it hasn't happened for what I wanted, and therefore I'm going to stay put and wait it out. But I think that there will be expectations out there, particularly at the upper ends of the market, that just aren't being matched. The stats on top end transactions I'm waiting for from Mike up in Auckland. So he'll send those to me in the next week or so. But I think that he'll do that breakdown that we did before, where you look at what's going on, you know, how many transactions are happening at the top end. Earlier on this year, the sales over 1.4 million for the first 7 months were about 43% lower in volume terms than they were the corresponding year. And I have a feeling that that's carrying on. So we'll the okay boomer, it might not be okay at the moment if you were planning the retirement and the cruises and all the other wonderful things that I don't know what else you do, hip replacement, stuff like that. Edit that out. No, don't edit it out, keep it. But I think that we are going to see the challenge of fixed incomes.
Yeah, well, you know, I certainly know from our surveys that we've got more down traders, in other words, people who are of baby boomer age, trying to sell because they're trying to release capital to be able to actually support them as they move into retirement. We also know we've got more people than ever with mortgages going into retirement, which is a new phenomenon. Previously, people would have paid it off first. And the third thing is the government here has now started floating the idea of actually retraining people 65 years plus to keep them in work longer.
Well, to be fair, I worry about the younger generation, because when I was a lad, when I was, you know, Neato grasshopper, you could get a paper round and you could go and get a job in a supermarket, and you could go and do your bits after school and earn some pocket money. Increasingly, we are seeing leaflet deliverers are of retirement age. We're seeing more older people working in too, and I don't have a problem with it. You work as long as you bloody like. You shouldn't be forced into a box just because you hit a certain age. If you're fit enough, you're old enough. But I think that there is that concern that you've got people who are, because it is a supplementary income, they are also depressing the wages of those that are, you know, moving forward in the 30s, 40s with families and mortgages and everything else. And I've had some very interesting conversations around the country. So I've been travelling quite a lot, and you speak to people who are in their late 20s, and many of them have got a very, very different attitude to whether or not they want to buy a house. So you talk to them and they're, well, you know, it almost like there's a cutoff from sort of 30 and above, that the indoctrination has been strong, must buy a house, must have wife, must have three babies. But below that age, there doesn't seem to be that same desire to go and burden yourself. You know, and I can understand why, given where prices have got to. But I've spoken to quite a number of people around the country who are of that age. Excuse us, I'm being spied on. I'm not.
Big mosquito.
Yeah, big mosquito. Where was I? I've lost my thread. Not for the first time today. No, but there are quite a lot of young people who are, they're just looking at it and saying, well, you know, I'll rent, I'll take the flexibility, I want to go travelling, I want to go and do this, I want to have my photographs taken so that I can share them with all my friends on Instagram. And I think the priorities are just totally different.
Yeah, well, I agree. And interestingly, in our surveys, a lot of people in that younger group are now saying, well, actually, in the current environment, maybe renting is not such a stupid thing, because there's more rental supply, rents are actually lower than they were, gives you more flexibility, and you don't get locked in, you don't have this, you know, big mortgage around your neck, and it also insulates you.
And rates and insurances and various other
Exactly right, because the full costs of owning a property are much higher than what people think. So
I'll send you over a graph that I think highlights what's going on in particularly Auckland City, where this big spike of there's properties for sale, a lot of them are new dwellings, new apartments. There's also a lot of stuff that is coming up, and the rental numbers of properties available for rent are also spiking. Everywhere else around the country, I've been surprised that the stock levels have stayed so flat, that you know, July, August, September, when you'd expect it's winter and people aren't listing, but they haven't really risen during late September, October, November. We're going to enter a three-month period now where, you know, probably another week or so, listing numbers around the country will start to taper off as people consider Christmas and not marketing over that period. Historically, the listing numbers then pick up again at the end of January, early February. But if there's so little stock available as we go into the summer, that credit momentum is going to be a bit of an issue. But hopefully, well, maybe it'd be an opportunity for some of all these bloody new builds to sell, we'll see.
Yeah, but I guess the bottom line is it may not be okay boomers. It might actually be rather something rather different.
Yeah, and I, you know, because there's been so little talked about, I wonder how many are going to get that shock with the investment properties and the negative gearing against their income. And that's all to come. And how well has it been publicised? Not particularly.
Yeah. The debt hangover, to my mind, is going to actually come home to roost quite late for many people, and they'll have limited options. So unfortunately, it may not be as a nice retirement as people were planning.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Joe, thanks for your time today. Always interesting, and we'll catch up again soon.
Good to see you, mate. Take care. All the best.
Cheers. Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again next time.